Talk to me, no matter what you feel, it'll all be alright if you talk to me. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson. Thank you very much for stopping by my podcast. This is another of my November 2022 podcasts. It's interesting, between this podcast and my last podcast, or about 7 days, the temperature seems to have dropped about 50 degrees. It isn't 50. It's closer to 10 or 12. But it feels like 50, honestly. It's just a huge temperature change. The good news is, for me, I enjoy walking in the cool, crisp air a lot more, just because it's easier overall. And I can go further and not feel as uncomfortable. So I've ended up going 10 miles the last 2 weekends, because it's just nicer when it's cooler. And I'll probably go 10 miles all the way until May of next year, and then I'll drop back to 9 just to maintain and continue that process and evolution, as it were. Let's see. Finally got my Bird Buddy. I'm looking forward to setting that up. Bird Buddy is an AI-driven camera system that takes images of birds that use your bird feeder. And so what you get is you get a picture of the bird coming up to take bird seed, and then it'll help you, using the application, identify that bird. So it's kind of cool. You get video of birds landing at your bird feeder. You get to see birds interacting with the food, yada, yada, which is kind of fun. So I'm looking forward to that. That's a project for next weekend, along with basically winterizing the RV and getting it ready for a long winter, which is just like winterizing a boat, except nowhere near as expensive, because you don't have to winterize an engine. Winterizing an engine is always the most painful thing when you winterize a boat, because, well, engines are a little harder to winterize. A couple of other things. Getting ready for Thanksgiving. I wish everyone that hears this podcast before Thanksgiving the happiest of Thanksgiving holidays. If you hear it after Thanksgiving, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday. This past weekend, it was kind of a fun athletic weekend. The Bears lost, and I love the Bears from my childhood, but IU won a great double overtime football game against Michigan State, which was awesome. We actually probably really and truly cost them, maybe cost them bowl eligibility, which is a cool thing, right? Yeah, when you can be a spoiler. But also, unlike last year where we basically won our first couple of games and then lost every game the rest of the way, you know, this one we've actually pulled the game out later in the season, which is good. It bodes well for the future. And that's the kind of stuff. You just kind of want to have that better view, that longer-term view, that you know, ultimately better vision of what, you know, that the team is improving. And then the IU basketball played a couple of games over the weekend. One was against Miami of Ohio. It was a pretty straightforward, easy game, 30-point win. The other was a 2-point victory on CentOS home court for Xavier University, which is kind of interesting. I used to live between those two universities, Miami of Ohio in Oxford, which is north of Cincinnati, and Xavier on the south side of Cincinnati. And we used to live, you know, on the western, midwestern side of the city. So it was kind of one of those situations where, I lived between the two. Visited the campus of Miami of Ohio many years ago with a friend of mine who was thinking about going there. And went to the Xavier campus and CentOS several times for events and things when we lived in the Cincinnati, Ohio area. So it was kind of a fun weekend athletically. Always enjoy when the teams I love win or play well. The Bears lost by 3, but, you know, they played well against Atlanta. So that's all you can ask, right, that you play well. It's win, lose, or draw. It's playing the game well matters, too. Anyway, let's see. Athletics and Bird Buddy, Thanksgiving wishes. I'll stop here and remind everyone that this podcast is now sponsored by the upcoming book, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Super excited that that's coming out, and super excited that they're sponsoring us. There are times in life when you meet somebody who you think that's a really good person, and they really are. So, kind of a fun time period for that as well. Always nice to have your first sponsor and play them up. I'm going to end today with a discussion of a technology item that I've been using for the last couple of months called Eight Sleep. The one thing it's done is it's kind of modified my sleep pattern. I'm sleeping better, but now I'm getting up earlier. For many years, I got up at 3:30 in the morning. That was just a better time for me to get up if I needed to go to the airport. You know, it was quicker. I could do everything. It wasn't as difficult. It really didn't limit me ultimately. So I was able to, you know, get into the car and go or whatever else. And then I stopped doing that when I moved to the DC area because I was home more. And I, you know, I got up around 4, but I've noticed now with 8 Sleep, because 8 Sleep does, you know, they do a preparation of the bed. So when you go to bed, you fall asleep quickly. And because I'm no longer tossing and turning, I'm falling asleep quickly. And in falling asleep quickly, I'm getting the sleep I need and waking up a little earlier. So I've been waking up between 3:30 and 4 in the morning, which is interesting because, you know, that's the time I used to get up and the time I still get up. So it's kind of an interesting reality right now as to how much sleep I'm getting. I do enjoy using the application. It has a sleep tracker application, publishes it to your health data in your Android phone or in your iPhone. But it tells you everything about your sleep, what was going on, tossing and turning, all those other fun things. Just an interesting solution and product set. And then obviously the other part of 8 Sleep is it heats and cools the bed. So you can determine what temperature you want to be at. For me, I like to crawl into a warm bed, but then I like the bed to get cooler as I get warmer during the night. So it'll actually set it up so that it starts out warm and moves to cooler quicker, which means I stay sleeping longer. I go to a deeper sleep. I don't have the issues that I've had waking up in the past. So anyway, 8 Sleep Pod 3, if you get a chance, it's a great product, really interesting technology solution, fits on any mattress, and then they also sell a full mattress system. My name's Scott Anderson. I want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast.